I told you that Chris Brown caused a breakup.
Yes.
Let me explain how. A guy got his girlfriend front row tickets to a Chris Brown show. Spent like $600 on these tickets. At the Chris Brown show, Chris Brown brings the girl up on stage, sits her down in a chair, gives her a lap dance.
Ooh-hoo.
Video went viral, and the guy gets all upset about it. And he was like, how did I spend this money? I want my money back. And he broke up with the girl for getting a lap dance from Chris Brown.
I mean, it sounds like he got his money's worth.
I need to ask, does a lap dance count as cheating? Yes or no? 601-995-1017. I would definitely not break up with a girl. If she was pulled up on stage and some famous dude gave her, like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's not like... it's not like they exchanged numbers or anything.
What if it wasn't like at a show, but it was still somebody famous?
I think as long as it's somebody famous, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
But if it's just like their work buddy or something.
What if it's at an adult club?
Ah, see, that's an interesting question. What do you think? Do you think that that's cheating?
I don't. In my relationships, I wouldn't consider a lap dance cheat. The only way I would consider it cheating is if it was exact like a friend, a coworker, and maybe they got a hotel room, or it was like in the privacy of their bedroom. Like the intention behind it feels like it's meant to lead to something more.
Yeah.
If the intention behind it is just like at a Chris Brown concert, where like he's just being entertaining and she happens to be.
The entertainee.
Yeah, the one person who gets to, like, enjoy this. No issues there. But if it's, like, private, that would be weird. But
601-995-1017. Give us a call or text us if you think lap dances count as cheating. I just have a quick story. Whenever I turned 21, I was working at a radio station. And one of my mentors took me to one of those adult establishments, and he purchased a dance for me. It was very nice of him. Very nice birthday present. Well, a few days later, he was in the studio with the group of people that were in the studio with him. I was somewhere else in the building, and he's like, yeah, you know, my wife was asking, you know, what I spent money on, and I was like, well, I had to spend $40 on a lap dance for Adam. He did not realize that I was in the process of dating his intern.
Well, shame on you for dating the intern.
Okay, yeah, I'm not proud. Not proud of the fact, but nobody knew because, like, that wasn't something that
well, they were going to find out.
Oh, man. So the intern hears this story. She was so mad. She was not amused.
Did she feel like she'd been cheated on?
It certainly felt like she felt like she was being cheated on.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was it for that. anyway, so what do you say, no, not cheating?
I say no, not cheating, because like I've been in relationships where we had, like, as long as you talk about it, you define what cheating is. And I've had relationships where kissing other people was not cheating.
Really?
Yeah, like full-blown making out. Not cheating.
What? Go all the way to first base?
Yeah.
Like on a bunt?
Yeah, no second base, though.
Wow. All right. Well, what do you think? Lap dances count as cheating? Yes or no?
Got a text that says, I don't consider it cheating if it's at a show, it's part of the show, and it would also be really cool for me to watch my significant other get pulled up on stage by somebody famous. But it would be disrespectful if it was with a friend or at an adult club.
I gotcha. Interesting.
As Laura says, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful whether it's at a concert and it's somebody famous or at a club.
Tony writes on the Adam and Allison Facebook page, if he's that insecure about a fully clothed dance that he knows was innocent, then breaking up was good. She dodged a bullet. He sounds crazy.
Yeah, certainly a little possessive.
Good morning, Chris. What you think?
In this situation, at a Chris Brown concert, what's she going to do? Say, no, I don't want to go up on stage? I mean, it's not like she went there hoping that would happen, I would imagine. But that's not cheating.
So if Chris Brown gave your wife or girlfriend a lap dance, you would not break up with her?
No. I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be uncomfortable for me. But, you know, you know the person you with.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're at a Chris Brown concert. Well, like I said, what's she going to do? Not go up there?
Yeah.
Forever to be known the girl that didn't go up there? This is the internet. 9 million people take pictures. Look, that girl didn't go up there on stage. You know? You know, I mean, in that particular situation, that's not cheating.
Thank you so much for the call, Chris.